Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Iran's defense ministry says one of its top nuclear scientists has been killed. Iranian officials are alleging that Israel may have played a role in his death. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the scientists had been previously targeted.
The Fars News Agency says Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was killed in a bomb and shooting attack on his car outside of Tehran. Fakhrizadeh was once described as the man who would be known as the father of the Iranian bomb, should Tehran ever weaponize its nuclear fuel. Four Iranian nuclear scientists were assassinated between 2010 and 2012. Israel has never acknowledged responsibility and had no immediate comment on the reported killing of Fakhrizadeh. Tehran has long said its nuclear program is entirely peaceful. Critics have noted extensive Iranian work in the past aimed at creating a nuclear weapon. An advisor to Iran's supreme leader vowed retaliation for the killing. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
A court in Venezuela has sentenced six American oil executives to prison for corruption. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the executives continue to maintain their innocence.
The six are executives from Citgo, a refining company based in Houston. They were flown to Caracas 3 years ago for a meeting with Citgo's owners, Venezuela's state-owned oil company. There, they were arrested by the government of Nicolas Maduro and accused of running an embezzlement scheme. Washington has called for their release, but now a Venezuelan judge has sentenced five of the men to prison for just under 9 years. The sixth was given 13 years. The news media and rights groups were denied access to the trial. The verdicts were greeted with dismay by families and lawyers of the so-called Citgo Six, who say they're innocent. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating complaints about suspension failures on more than 100,000 Teslas sold in the U.S. NPR's Brian Mann reports the electric cars were built between 2015 and 2017.
The federal agency said Friday it's opened a probe into the Model S and Model X vehicles after receiving 43 complaints from drivers describing failure of the left or right front suspension. Most of the incidents took place at low speeds, and there have been no reports of injuries or serious accidents. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, four events did happen when drivers were moving at highway speeds. Tesla issued a service bulletin in 2017 suggesting parts of the front suspension on some of its vehicles be replaced, warning that some installed parts don't meet the company's strength standards. Brian Mann, NPR News.
As millions of Americans go online this year looking for Black Friday deals and traditional kickoff of the holiday shopping season, one group is urging shoppers not to forget small businesses in their communities. Small Business Saturday was created by American Express as a marketing initiative. It urges consumers to buy locally this weekend. Stocks closed higher today. The Dow up 37 points. The Nasdaq rose 111 points. This is NPR. A local official says a suicide bombing at an ice cream shop in Somalia's capital has killed at least seven people. The bombing in Mogadishu being blamed on al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-linked extremist group. The attack occurred just hours after U.S. Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller visited the city to meet the U.S. ambassador and military personnel. Somalian government spokesman announced details of the attack. At least eight others were wounded. Gas prices are low this Thanksgiving week, averaging about $2.10 a gallon for self-serve unleaded. As NPR's Camila Domonoski reports, that is the lowest since 2015.
Prices at the pump are more expensive than they were in April, but still very low compared to recent years. That's because oil is cheap, demand is down, and the supply of gasoline is high. Usually, cheap gas encourages people to travel more, but Jeanette McGee of AAA says the calculations are different during this pandemic, as people watch COVID cases, travel restrictions, and CDC guidance urging them to stay home.
People are factoring in those three things as opposed to gas prices to make their determination if they're going to hit the road.
Tens of millions of people are still expected to be traveling for the holiday. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
More layoffs at Walt Disney Company as the coronavirus pandemic continues to weigh on earnings. Disney announced today it will lay off 4,000 more employees at its theme parks division in California and Florida. Disney's been forced to temporarily close or limit attendance to its parks due to COVID-19. Disney's parks closed in March while its Florida facilities have reopened. California remains shuttered. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.